Check it. Okay. Tiva Double D. Hey. Tiva Double D.
Hey.
Y'all on AMD. So it's Tiva Double D. Tiva Double D. Check it.
Hi, it's Demora.
And Danielle.
And welcome back to another episode of Tiva Double D.
Yes.
Where we talk about everything.
Everything.
So join us for our limits, learn from our mistakes.
Yes.
And today we were just like, we're trying to go with the vibe of just sitting down and speaking to you guys, because I think a format's cute and all, but it doesn't allow us to be our best selves.
Yes, and I feel like we're both a little bit type A as well as chill, so we're like trying to be chill but also on a schedule.
So we're like, oh yeah,
yeah, all right, so our next question. So that we can get everything in and everything there. But, yeah, no.
We're type A and type B when it suits.
Yes, exactly. So that you don't miss out on any new episodes, please follow us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts at TW/DD.
And yes. YouTube.
And YouTube.
We are going to be doing reaction videos to advice. Relationship advice that people give out in the world.
Oh, girl.
And any other reactions that we can do. I don't know.
I love it. I love it, though. I love the idea of it. I'm ready to give my reaction, because sometimes I got a lot of things to say. Okay.
I feel that. Because everyone out here thinking their opinions are facts. And
it's an opinion for a reason. And studying with all these tests, I learned that an opinion is not a fact. Okay. No, like, legit. The girl in the video is literally like, I know some people might feel that their opinions are facts, but they're not. And I'm just like, whoop. Whoop.
She said
it. Someone heard her.
Yeah, we tried to do the tea thing. It's gone. I drank mine because we were waiting for something else. So now there's no more tea.
I have tea.
Was blueberry Merlot.
And mine is, we were trying a new flavor from Tea Forte. I have sweet orange spice. It's so good. It's definitely like a nice little fall tea. It smells like oranges, kind of, but it has all these spices in it, like cinnamon, whatever. I don't know. It's really yummy.
Oh, shit. I went down the wrong pipe.
Good job. Now you're going to cough.
No.
Yeah.
But I think what prompted us, our conversation, is the girlfriends.
Oh my god.
I have been obsessed.
Me too.
I have been binging. Same. I don't know what it is. It's like they infiltrated my life by accident.
Yes.
The first season, you really are, it's kind of slow. You don't really want to get into it too much. But let me just make this right now. This is going to be full of spoilers. So if you don't want to know what's going on yet, I'm up to season 5.
I'm in season 3,
yes.
I think.
So
she has to be careful about what she says.
I will not, because I actually have no idea where anything is right now, because I watch it as I'm doing things.
Same.
So it's infiltrated my life, and it really... I actually wrote this down. Oh, fuck. We're using my phone. I wrote down the episode that was the turning point in how I felt about the show.
Really?
Yes, because... like, I was just watching it as, like, humor and, you know, yes, it's relatable, and that's what kept me watching it, but this episode made me cry.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was season 2. I don't know if you've seen it yet.
I'm done with season 2.
You're done with season... I think it was season 2. Where in season 3 are you?
Right when William and Lynn are sex buddies.
Okay.
Which I find so
funny.
So,
have you seen Joan and Tony fight?
Which time?
After Joan shared her secret with her
life. Yes. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Yes. Oh, the one where they're at church is the one that changed.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
That was the turning point.
When they were at church, and Tony is one of those characters that you really don't like when the show starts.
Yes.
But she's so misunderstood.
Yes.
Because I feel like everyone has this presumption that people are meant to be this certain way, and if they're not, they're a bad person.
Yeah.
And dealing with a person that's a difficult friend,
yes,
is it's a whole different dynamic, because you're not any less deserving just because you have flaws.
Exactly.
And Tony sure as hell has a lot of them. But what I like about Tony is that she is honest about them.
Yes.
She is trash and she knows it.
She knows that she is.
But she loves Joan to death.
Yeah.
And Joan was trying to get out of her space of accepting
everything
Tony does. Mm-hmm. So she went to the extreme.
Yes.
I don't want to deal with you. All of the pent-up anger, blah, blah, blah.
Of little things from the past. That she let pass by, that she looked over, that she just accepted because that's Tony and stuff like that. Like, I'm very much a Joan. Yes. Like, I am such a Joan. It's not even funny. Yes. I am almost exactly the same way. She's a little crazy with the men, but whatchamacallit. But I'm exactly the same way when it comes to my friends, when it comes to my girls, when it comes to people that I love. I am exactly the same way. I am very giving. I am very like, oh, I'm in the middle of this. Whoop, gotta drop it and go run to whoever it is. Mm-hmm. And just like her, I had to learn how to not be that way. Mm-hmm. Because it does end up where you are just now the fall man in everybody's life. So anything and everything that happens, people just tend to fall back on you. Yes. Regardless of where you are in the situation.
Because mm-hmm. you're the strong friend.
Exactly.
And that's the part that you end up. That's a role you end up mm-hmm. taking on. I think in their dynamic, what made it toxic for the both of them is that they didn't have any boundaries.
None whatsoever.
And it was Joan that didn't have any boundaries, but Tony couldn't respect boundaries.
Yes.
And it took almost her losing Joan for her to recognize that. And I get it. No friendship, no relationship should have to go that far for you to learn. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it does.
Yeah. And especially a friendship that's that long. They've been friends since they were kids. As kids, you don't build boundaries as children.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And especially if your relationship was based that way. Like, it's just how it's been for 20 whatever years. Yeah. So I feel like even friendships like that, which I have, friendships of over 20 years... where that it's extremely difficult to create boundaries from a place where who you were before. Like, it is a different person now. And it's up to your friends to realize, like, oh, wow, this is a different person, to respect then those boundaries. Mm-hmm. And it does come down to almost losing the person. Yeah. It really does. It comes down to you guys not talking, whatever. I mean, it's happened in my relationships where we've stopped talking for like a year or two. We end up back together because ultimately...
the friendship mattered more.
Exactly. And we learned how to create those boundaries. Yeah.
And that, for me, I don't think I'm a Tony. I'm like a Tony-Joan hybrid, okay? I will do anything for my friends. Mm-hmm. If you are my friend, you know it.
Yeah.
If you're questioning it, we not friends. Yeah. It's very clear.
Are we friends?
Your family, that's a different level.
That's true.
But, like,
you have no choice but to be my friend. Anyway, yes.
If you are questioning that I'm your friend, or if you're questioning the care I have for you, I probably don't have it. Ooh. Like, you are not significant to me, and that is another thing for you to deal with, not my problem. Oh. But with Joan's character, I felt like in that moment, she... I get she had a lot of pent-up anger, but I thought it was unfair for her to be mad at Tony for things she couldn't do, which is setting the boundaries. Even if Tony cannot respect boundaries, if you enforce it for yourself, then that is something, that's a you thing. Mm-hmm. That you letting her walking all over you is something you allow. I think it's a very big thing that people treat you the way you allow them to.
But... I'm going to have to almost disagree, and I'm going to be the devil's advocate. Because I Joan did was 100% the way she should have done it.
Yes. I think it was necessary for Tony, because I don't think
she wouldn't have learned otherwise.
I don't think she would have learned otherwise.
No.
But, like, Tony was really going through something. Like,
it doesn't matter.
Tony, that's why I had such a sensitivity for it, because Tony was already down.
I get it.
If you're
totally
really her
it.
Friend, you're there for her when she's down, but don't get it twisted. I'm still mad at you. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how I think that would have been
to handle it. Because there have been times in the past throughout the episodes that Joan would be mad at her, and she comes to her at the low point.
Yeah.
And then it's almost used as a way to like scrub out the thing. Yeah, and I think that's what Joan didn't.
That's what Joan always does. Though.
Exactly. So this time she was like, nah, I'm not doing it.
I'm sorry. That for me, the guy was sleeping with the other girl in her apartment.
She lost her job.
She was like down already.
If
that's your real friend, if I was Tony, if I was Tony, I wouldn't care anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like as your friend, whatever I have done,
mm-hmm.
at that point in my life, if you really are the person that cares about me,
mm-hmm.
I think you should mm-hmm. at least be able to see through your anger. Just for that moment. And then tell her, go home.
I don't think it was anger. I don't think it was anger. Because Joan wasn't angry. Joan was just like, nope. No, she was angry. She was still angry. But I'm talking about the moment at the Halloween party. Where she's like, what is she doing here? Like, did whatever to her. She was like, okay. Like, she messed up. Because at the end of the day, Tony messed up her own life. Do you see what I'm saying?
I know Tony did it to herself. I know Tony
messed up her own life. Right now, I'm set. We not talking. I already told you. You crossed boundaries that I am not going to allow. And that is my say. And that's it. I love you. Cool. Mm-hmm. But if we're still not, if you're still not going to come to me and say, apologize, whatever, like, and resolve it and think that somehow... She did try. I can't lie. Tony did try to resolve
it
with
her.
She was trying the whole time.
She was trying. She was.
Joan was not with it. But I knew Joan was going to crack anyway. But anyway.
I knew that part, I just like, I felt for Tony because as a person that is flawed, because Joan is flawed. I don't care what she thinks.
She's not perfect.
She thinks that she's such a good person that she deserves nothing wrong. No. But like, Tony, as flawed as she is, everybody is flawed.
Yeah, true.
Like, every single person in your life is flawed, no matter how perfect you think they are, no matter what you think of them.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone is capable of redemption.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we live in this cut-off mentality instead of working through something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had a friend of mine, this was a great question, because, like, I was reevaluating... the relationships in my life, like, were they meant for me?
Mm-hmm.
Were they things that I still wanted to keep around? Mm-hmm. Things like that. Like, you know, I go through an existential crisis at least once a month. Mm-hmm. And I asked her, how do you handle, a relationship that causes you pain sometimes?
Mm-hmm.
And her response was that there are people in your life that come in and they add the good things. Mm-hmm. That's just naturally going to happen. They add the good things. They add laughter. They add all of these things. But she said there are people that have to come into your life to challenge you.
Yeah.
You can't just go on through life not ever being challenged.
Yes.
Because you're not growing.
Yes.
If everything's all daisies all the time, when are you going to have the chance to grow?
That is true.
And that really made me... like, pull back and be like, okay, I know I'm not perfect.
No, me neither.
I damn well know I'm not perfect. Get the fuck out of here, Joan. I also don't think that of my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, you know, that made me really rethink relationships and be like, okay, is that person really not meant to be in my life, or are they meant to challenge me to do something different?
Mm-hmm.
And that is when I was just like, I believe highly, like, if something's not serving you, you don't have to keep it around.
No.
But how are you going to build relationships if you're so quick to cut off anybody that doesn't follow your code of conduct?
Yeah. No, I don't think that's correct at all. No. I don't think cutting off everyone is, or like cutting off people that easily is going to help you grow 100%. I don't think it was an easy decision for Joan to do. I don't think it was easy for her to follow through with either.
No, not in Joan's case. I do think it was hard for Joan.
It was extremely hard for Joan.
She was just allowing so much bullshit.
She was allowing a lot of bullshit. And I was like, whoa, doggy dog. Like, the first thing that went wrong, she tried to sleep with her man.
Oh, yeah.
As a retort. Like,
see, my thing is, in that moment... It wouldn't have even been like, oh, I'm going to, like, drop Tony, blah, blah, blah. I would have just kicked her ass.
Yeah.
I would have jumped across the couch and tried to choke her out.
Yeah.
All out of love, though. Because you my girl, but I'm going to kill you.
Honestly, what after the fuck? That, we would not be talking.
What the hell?
That alone would have made me cut her off. That alone would have made me cut her off. The sharing the thing with my boss, that on top of it, Joan was right to cut her off. I'm sorry. Mm. She was right to cut her off, regardless of what you're going through. Because
yeah. I think those reactions were normal in the moment.
I know.
But, I was not a fan of like the but my thing that is, Halloween like, episode was when I was just like, okay, Joan, I get you're mad.
No.
But like,
no.
If this person's really your friend,
no.
For a second, man.
Nope.
No, I would. No. I would
have. I know you would have because you have a heart of gold. But at the end of the day, when it was in the reverse, did Tony even think about for a second, how is this going to affect Joan? What if Joan ended up in that dark, deep place, whatever the case may be? Yeah, she would have been there for her, but you're the cause of it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Joan was not the cause of her pain.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yes, she had just, other friends to take care of it, and she was okay. She made sure she was okay. She made sure she was okay, and then she was like, all right, you guys have this. You handle it. Like, that's it. She didn't leave her out on the street. She yes, just she said, did. You...
She did. She the Halloween leave. Episode, she did.
She did. But she the had Halloween a place to go. Episode. She had a home. She just had a shopping cart for a reason. She had a home. She had two of her friends to handle it for her. You guys are friends with her. I said, I'm done with her. So, there it is.
Yeah.
At that moment, I am upset. I made my boundary, and that is not going to be clipped. After the fact, that's a little different.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
that's
so... That to me, it's more so like the person didn't respect that enough.
Yeah.
In the first place.
Yeah.
In the first place. And then on top of that, you want me to just drop everything and just be like, oh my God, you're going through something again. No, yeah. I could have been going through something with what you did. What if you did sleep with my man? What if you did? Are you kidding? Nah, bruh. Ex-best friend.
Yeah, that's my, those are the times where I'm just like, okay, Joan, this is when you reacted, but you let that shit topple over and I get it. You had enough. I get all of that. And that episode, like, the... Aside from everything Tony did, never do I
think... But why are we glazing never, over what Tony did? Like, never, I just don't get
never
it.
Never do I forget what Tony did. Because she was
yeah,
fucked
up,
too. Yeah,
but you forgived it in the second.
It what? I forgived it in the second?
No, you'll forgive it in the second of, oh, she's going through something. Let me just put it aside and, like, take care of her.
No,
why are we jumping back into that role after we just said I'm not going to put myself in that role? You're going back on your... I just feel like you're going back on your word, and the person feels then... That, okay, no matter how far I push it, even if I'm going through something, there will still be something there and I can get right back, swiggle in. Yes. I feel like then the person feels like I can do whatever at that point and they'll still be able to wiggle
in. I think there was a difference between how Tony... Because Tony is very clear with how she tries to manipulate.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, she'll use menial things. Not menial, that's the wrong word. No, whatever. She'll use, like... trivial things mm-hmm. to get back into Joan's good graces.
Mm-hmm.
I think the love of her life, whatever guy, come back to be her comfort while Joan and her weren't really being friends,
mm-hmm.
was not trivial. That was a very big thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I had mercy for that particular thing, because mm-hmm. I know how strongly she felt for him.
Mm-hmm.
She grieved him once, and he came back for revenge.
Mm-hmm.
Do I blame him?
No.
I was like, shit, man. Like,
I thought it
really
was very naive of her to get back with him in the first place. Sorry. And Joan would have told her that, but they weren't friends.
Yeah. I think revenge is, like, not... I don't think revenge is a good thing, period.
No.
But did I blame him for it?
No.
But I did know that second time around, it wasn't her trying to use a woe is me. That's how she was doing it before.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt like in that moment, for mm-hmm. me, that would have been like the mm-hmm. me being able to differentiate that moment.
Yeah.
Not all the rest. Because she did try. She's like, I went to therapy, blah, 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 blah. You weren't there again. This,
I feel like it just depends on how you are when you are mad at somebody.
Yeah.
Like, you get mad, but you're able to look over, blah, blah, blah. When I'm mad at you and I'm done with you and I say those words, mm-hmm. my heart freezes over for you. And I'm so sorry. It needs time to thaw. Like, that's just the way I am. Like, I just need time to thaw, bro.
Yeah.
Like, it'll take me a while. I become a cold-hearted person
mm-hmm.
to the point I'm just like, okay, like, that's nice. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm sorry. Like, the moment that they had at the church, I think things just start to come down, and Joan was just like, all right, like,
because you can't,
we're all here.
It's the casting
I love
of the
her,
stone.
And I can't do it.
Joan is not perfect. Like, that guy, the priest or whoever was speaking, you're not perfect either.
Yeah. So
the
she
casting
like,
of the stone,
yeah.
you cannot throw it further
mm-hmm.
than someone can throw you.
Yep.
That is the part where I was just like, okay, mm-hmm. Joan, I get your mad. but you're flawed.
Yes.
Tony is flawed.
Yes.
You need to be the one to maintain those boundaries.
Yep.
And Tony has to respect them.
Yep.
I'm not telling you, oh, just jump back into being that gushy friend, but in the moments that she may have needed you, and I'm sure Tony was aware and never did some shit like that again. But I was just, I felt for her, like, when you're going through so much.
Yeah, and then your best friend
or the person that's closest to you is not there either. Mm-hmm. That feeling of being just so alone is so empty.
Yeah.
And I've related to that feeling before,
mm-hmm.
even with the amount of people I've had in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just, I felt it. Like, I felt in that moment, I cried. I was watching the episode and I cried.
I didn't cry.
I did.
I was just like, ooh.
I did. Because
I literally was like, oh, damn, John. Like, I was like, wow.
Yeah.
I was also at work, so I wasn't going to cry.
You're going to cry. I was home. I was home, and I was just sitting there like, you know, I'm just as flawed as Tony. Would I do half the shit she does? No. Because, you know,
but
I wouldn't do that to the people I care about.
I feel you.
But it really makes you think about your friendships.
It does. It makes you really evaluate things. Like, I feel like when I watch shows, like, back in the day shows, the dynamic of friendship
mm-hmm.
is so valued so much differently than shows nowadays. They made friendship so fleeting
and
in everything.
Backstabby.
Like, very catty, very, like, just so different. Like, between watching Girlfriends and Charmed to watching, like, I don't know what's on now. I barely watch any of the shows nowadays that have to do with friendship.
So does that mean we can compare? Well, there's
not that
many shows
friendship.
About friendship now that I really think about
no,
it.
No, not really. Everything's about, like, oh my God.
Insecure.
Yes!
I think Insecure does a great job at showing friendship, because even with the, you didn't finish, the Molly and Issa.
Yes. But I've seen them have, like, big fights before. And then
they are now. It is similar, almost similar to Tony and Chonan.
Wow. I've
Tony
said Joni
and
like
Joan.
It's because I knew somebody named Joni, the name. Just
we
like
saw the sitcom version of this. That show, it's way more involved.
We need to.
Yeah.
I gotta finish it. Okay. I'm a bad girl.
I guess it just really depends on how much does that person matter to you.
Yeah.
Like, if you really think, aside from the bad things, if you pull back and look at this situation objectively,
mm-hmm.
if all this person does is drag you down and they have no good characteristics, and you're only there because of time, we could reevaluate.
Yeah.
But if there is something, even the slightest of good, and you think that there's a possibility of them being better than who they are to you now and who they are to themselves, it's something worth looking into.
I feel that.
At least I think so.
I feel that. I do. You gotta give some people a chance. And I think it's because I'm thinking of it objectively as Tony, not as someone that I care about. Does that make
sense?
You see
what I mean?
Like, I was thinking of it objectively.
Yeah,
I
was thinking of it as, like, my actual
friends. I was thinking of it as, like, a singular situation, like, from the outside. I don't know the inside feelings.
Yeah.
But you're right, I guess.
I put myself in that moment. Like, I felt like Tony in that episode.
Really?
Yes. Tony was the person I related to more. To, like, that
I related
down
to Joan
and
more.
Out moment.
I related to Joan more.
But
as
I don't think
more,
I've ever
I don't. I wouldn't do that to my friend, but I understand the feeling of just being
done
with being the dumpster.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm done with being the dumpster. Like, I feel it. I'm just like, I get you went through something really horrible, but it's like, I am done
being
that
dumpster.
Like,
see, now
I
that
have
you put
other
it that
shit
way,
too.
Not like, when you put it that way,
yeah.
I do
so
understand
I can,
that.
Yeah.
But maybe because I don't like Joan that much, so...
I mean, I get it. Joan is...
She's
made very preachy, and I'm like, dude, you need to get it together. Like, in the later episodes, she's just very like, you shouldn't do it! You shouldn't
but
do
she,
it! You shouldn't do
I
it.
Also have a little bit more knowledge of Joan now, so that's why I can...
Okay.
I have a little stronger input in terms of how I feel about her.
I got you.
But... Yeah, guys.
This is
watch
our little
the show.
Yes. if you haven't seen Girlfriends,
I want to talk. I want to talk about more of the
other
stuff.
People,
because let me tell you, people getting married in this show, the marriages that happen, the relationships that happen, the celibacy that happens.
Celibacy. I'm crying.
And you won't even believe who did it. You won't even believe who's celibate.
Oh dear. Okay. Well, we'll figure it out.
Well, until next time, guys.
Yes.
Stay updated. Follow us on Instagram.
Yes.
You can follow our personals because we'll be posting stuff on that
too.
Yes.
We love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.